Well, hi, it's Mac here. It's McCaughan on Audio Boo. And it's Thursday, the 30th of May 2013. And I'm cycling back through the park, so be a bit out of breath. I've stopped in the park because it's so gorgeous here today, and they are preparing for the annual Newlands Day, or Newlands Gala Day, as it's better known. And I'm the park side of the burn, and the grass has all been cut down nice and tidy, and they're building, well, it looks like a mast in the middle of the park, way up. It's almost like a transmitter mast. I have no idea what it's for, unless it's for those you know, those guys that dive off high points into a bucket of water. I'm not sure that's exactly what it is. That's what it looks like. But immediately on the opposite side of the burn are the shows. Now, you may call them fairgrounds. We call them just shows. And most of the shows in here are owned and have been for generations past by Horns, H-O-R-N-E-S, Horns shows. Although it's mixed with some other people. The vast majority are Horns stuff. And actually, when I was a little boy, when I was a wee boy, when I say a wee boy, when I was about 14 or 15, I used to come along at the gallery and ask for a job working any of the shows. So I earned a few bob. And my favourite was when I got the job on the Speedway, or the Jungle Ride, as it was known then, when it was all animals, not motorbikes. Horns have been coming here for years, as I said, and their rides are great stuff. Never heard a bad thing ever said about Horns. They have three or four of those massive massive living quarter vans, if you want, trucks that are about 60 feet long, and all the sides pull out, and the living room and the kitchen and, my goodness, everything else in between. So it's beautiful to look across the burn here and see the people all setting up water hoses, water reels, power reels, all kinds of things, even their drainage, their water runoffs into the burn. It's all legal, but it's great. And the thing is that the weather today is absolutely gorgeous, and the gala day is on Saturday, and the gala day has a notoriety of having bad weather. The shows actually would have been open last night, Wednesday being the traditional, what they call the cheap night. Once the shows have erected, they charge a much lesser fee so that people can get a shot and they get to prove their equipment is all working well. So kind of like danger money, but on the cheap. And then after that, not sure if they're on tonight. Traditionally they're not on the Thursday night. It may have changed. Friday night, yes, certainly it will be bouncing on Friday night. And on Saturday, the gala day, it'll be bouncing, absolutely rocking on Saturday. I'm hoping to capture some of the sounds of not just the shows, but of the gala day itself. I missed out last week because I was away on that mini break. I missed out on the British Pipe Band Championships that was here in the park, so no healing sounds coming from there. The week before was Bathgate Highland Games, which was a total washout, an absolute washout, so I couldn't get anything there. So I'm kind of hoping and praying, not just for me, but for the people that are looking forward to having a bash, and all the people who are involved in setting up, organisation, the show people themselves who need to make their money. I have every sympathy with show people. They are a hard-working community and should never be classed. I know people have classed them like the gypsies and the tinkers. They are a totally different people altogether, and they work damn hard for their money, and that should be appreciated. So they've got to make their money, so they need good weather to make their money, so I'm praying for them as well. So that's it, a short review, a preview I should say, of the upcoming Newlands Day Gala Day here in Bathgate. I wonder if I'll meet up with my friend on Audio Boo and Twitter, Paul Freeman, who is Ema. I know he's asked me in a personal message if I'm involved in any way. Paul, if you hear this and you see the red carrot top guy you spoke to with a microphone in his hand. That'll be me, but I'm sure you'll recognise me anyway. And I hope for your sake too, Paul, and the kiddies, because I know you've got kiddies, that you have a great day and the weather's good for you all, so you can get your Gala Day bags. If you stay in another country that doesn't know what Gala Day bags are, tradition here is that you buy tickets for your Gala Day bag. It usually includes admission into the park, and what happens is you present your ticket once you're into the marquees, and they'll be handing out bags or boxes of food and drink. In other words, it may be a brown bag or a white box. It'll contain a pie, a sausage roll, a cake, a biscuit, some crisps, and you'll get either a carton of milk, carton of orange juice, something off that ilk. You can kind of pick and choose within reason, and that is called a Gala Day bag. And I have fun memories. In fact, to be honest, I came along when our kids were coming to the Gala Days, and I had a Gala Day bag as well. I didn't see why I should grow up too soon. So, Paul, I hope you have your Gala Day bag with your family, and I hope you have a great day, and I hope to see you. That's a good thing. If I can manage to get along here and spot you, which is going to be difficult, unless I just phone you. Okay then. So, from Bathgate's Meadow Park, as it's known, and it's beautiful today, I have to say. Mind you, sunshine makes a hell of a difference, you know. Trees are, yeah, pretty much in full leaf, and everything's looking fantastically summery. It's amazing, because it's not been so much recently. Let's pray and hope the weather continues right through the weekend, and then I'll have a few other prayers next week for an upcoming event I'll tell you about later on. Bye for now.